USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's major concern over the coronavirus outside China. There's sharp increases in the number of cases in South Korea, Iran, and Italy. Sabina Castelfranco reports.
Italy has the highest number of coronavirus cases in Europe. With an emergency decree, the Italian government has adopted special powers to deal with the situation. In the region of Lombardy alone, schools and universities have been closed. Public gatherings, masses and soccer games have also been suspended. And in Venice, authorities are cancelling carnival events.
There's more than 600 cases in South Korea, 6 deaths and 43 cases in Iran. Across the world, the virus has killed over 2,400 people and 78,000 cases, according to the World Health Organization. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Three people have been killed in a serious bus crash in Southern California. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more on the story.
A bus rolled over a highway embankment in San Diego County, California, killing three people and injuring at least 18. The crash of what was described as a charter-style bus happened on Interstate 15, 60 miles north of San Diego. There was rain at the time, but the vehicle lost control and veered to the right and went over the shoulder. The driver sustained multiple injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Haiti's huge three-day carnival celebration was to have started, but the government canceled it after Haitian police exchanged gunfire for hours with soldiers of the newly reformed army outside the National Palace. Officials in Port-au-Prince said three police officers were wounded. The firefight is a dangerous escalation of protests over police pay and working conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump is heading off on a trade mission. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
President Trump and First Lady Melania begin a brief two-day visit to India on Monday. It will include a series of meetings on trade, security, and defense cooperation. The president leading a 12-member U.S. delegation. Highlights are to include a welcoming ceremony at the opening of the world's largest cricket stadium. The president and First Lady will also visit the Taj Mahal before going to New Delhi for a state dinner on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The pressure is on when a major civic undertaking involves a large population, new technology that hasn't been thoroughly tested, and an entire country which is anxiously waiting for the results. Take, for example, the Iowa caucuses, but on a much larger scale. USA Radio Network's John Hunt explains.
The U.S. Census Bureau plans to try out a lot of new technology. It's the first of a once-in-a-decade census in which most people are being encouraged to answer questions via the Internet. Later in the process, census workers who knock on the doors of homes that have not responded will use smartphones and a new mobile app to relay those answers. A government watchdog agency, Census Bureau's Inspector General, and some lawmakers have grown concerned about whether the systems are ready for prime time. Most U.S. residents can start answering the questionnaire in March. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.